Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, the host of this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. I am here to help you become a change agent in your own life. So if you feel stuck in your current patterns and you want to create new habits that are more supportive of you, rather than feeling held back, this show is for you. What I know is that you can unwind the habits of thinking, feeling, and acting that have been blocking you from reaching the future that you want. In this show, we focus on sharing ways you can discover the hidden layers in yourself that are getting in the way of change, as well as tools for you to help you get out of that pit that you're in. Lately, I've been thinking about stuff I've learned from playing solitaire. Good lessons can be found anywhere, even in a mundane game like that. I was riding on the train recently, and I was in more of a mood for entertainment than reading, so I turned to my handy cell phone and dropped into some time with Klondike. Solitaire can be mindless, a waste of time, or, as I realized, it's also an opportunity to practice in a light and easy way. So, as I played, I was appreciating one thing solitaire has to teach. It is a practice in letting go. If attachment really does cause suffering, playing solitaire is a good antidote. When a game isn't panning out, to let it go, you only have to click that Start New Deal button. Starting a new deal is something you can do all the time, even if it's just rising from your bed in the morning in a different way than you have in the past. Carolyn Kenmore, who was a model many years ago, she wrote something in her book that I like. She says, "If you can learn from hard knocks, you can learn from soft touches." So you get a chance to practice, even waking up in other ways, when life throws you a hard knock or a soft touch. And sure, blowing off one Klondike deal for the next one is much easier than those tougher situations that you deal with in your life. And yet, because a game of solitaire doesn't matter, it's an excellent opportunity to practice, to be attentive to how you engage in holding on to the old deal and how you let go. Do you hold on in a gripping kind of way, never say die? Do you let go a little bit too soon? All of this is a part of a growing process. So for today's podcast, we're going to focus on this process of holding on and how it can support you in letting go in a very paradoxical way. So please join me in the Habits into Health practice that we do in every episode. It's based on the fact that we learn and understand by what we do. So we focus on the foundation for self-exploration by having you teach yourself by how you do what you do. Here we go. Just hold on to something with your hands and let your focus be on one of those hands. So if you're driving, you might be holding on to your steering wheel. If you're on a bike, you're holding on to the handle. Maybe you're sitting and you have a pen or a mobile device in your hand. Or perhaps you don't have anything nearby. And in that case, you can just take one of your hands and hold on to the other hand, or your arm. Just hold on. And notice what you're doing here to hold on. And I mean that in a very concrete kind of way, at least at the first level, which is just to notice how you're using your hand to hold on. You might think in terms of a continuum. Are you holding lightly, or are you gripping? Make no judgment either way, just notice. The first step is always just noticing. So if you are holding lightly, how are you using your hands and your palm and the relationship between your fingers with each other and with your thumb that makes this a light hold? And the same goes if you're gripping. If you're gripping, what is it that you're doing in your fingers that makes this a gripping form? What happens in relationship to your fingers, to your thumb? How do you experience yourself in the palm of your hand? How do you experience yourself on the outside of your hand, on the back of your hand? And now, if you're on the gripping side, just grip a little bit more. And if you're on the loose side, loosen a little more. Whatever it is you're doing, amplify that a little bit. Amplifying it helps you notice what you're doing even more effectively. So you're going to be attentive to what you're doing differently to organize this change, to make this change happen. You're literally a shapeshifter. You are shifting the shape of your hand as you hold on. Tune into that. Then you can grip a little more or loosen a little more. And then slowly begin to bring yourself back to the vicinity of where you started with this hand. And just notice, well, how did you do that? What actually occurred? What did you do in your thumb to disorganize the gripping or the loosening? Was there a way that you engaged with your fingers? A difference in how you made contact with the palm? Now let's try this again. Doing something just once gives us a little bit of information. Sometimes the information it gives us is, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is I'm doing. So doing it again helps. Just notice how you're holding on to whatever you're holding on to, whether it's a pen or a mobile device or a piece of paper, a book, your computer, your own arm. And then grip a little bit more if you're gripping. Loosen a little bit more if you're on the loosening end of the continuum. I'm just inviting you to do what you're doing more, rather than trying to get rid of what you're doing. And of course, you don't want to take yourself to pain. So if you've done something that's taken you to a level of deep discomfort, then that tells you something too. It tells you that you don't necessarily recognize the steps along the way between doing it a little bit and doing it too much. So back off. And then no matter what level you're doing, back off. Undo what it is that you're doing. This is a part of the Habits into Health process that I've been learning over the last 30 years. As you do this more, you're going to notice not just in your hand, but you're also going to notice other parts of you. What's happening anywhere else? Say in your wrist, maybe up into your neck or your back, in your chest, in your belly. You might even notice something going on in your little toe, which is geographically pretty far away from your hand most of the time, unless you're putting on your shoes or your socks. Just notice how you are using yourself in order to engage in holding on and letting go of holding on. Notice how you may learn something new when you undo, when you let go. It's kind of curious, isn't it? Most of the time, we don't pay attention. And I don't even like that phrase, pay attention. It really is that we're not attentive. We think nothing of what we're doing. And yet we walk through every day, in some ways, holding on in ways that are good, and some ways that are not so helpful, without being connected to the fact that holding on and letting go are anatomic. It's not conceptual. Your brain gets engaged and has a dialogue with what you're doing. And this is how we learn. So take a deep breath. Let's have you continue to be with yourself as we go forward for a few more minutes. If you find this kind of practice helpful or useful in some way, then come to habitsintohealth.com to learn more. You can click on the podcast link to check out other podcasts. I also have articles. I do an occasional blog. And there are events here in the Bay Area and sometimes online for those of you who are listening from other parts of the world. This is Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a holistic therapist and a habit change coach, and I host this podcast show and all of the Habits into Health programs. When you're on the website, you'll find an invitation to download my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? It's free for now, but that is going to be going away soon. So take advantage of the fact that you can download it for free at this time. When you give me your email and your name, I'll send you the link for the book, which clarifies 5 top warning signs that may apply to you and some things you can do to get unstuck. If you feel dragged down by a habit that has you in its grip and won't let you go, my ebook and my programs can help you take charge. I'll also keep in touch with other tips and support you in my monthly newsletter, as well as you'll get information about private services and teleseminars, no matter where you are on the planet. And by the way, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search for Habits Into Health. If you like this podcast, we want to get your feedback, so click on Ratings and Reviews to give us a rating and review the show. You can also follow us on Facebook and learn about podcast episodes and other support. Just log into Facebook and search for Habits Into Health. Let's just summarize. Over time with practice, you can be more effective at experiencing self-contact, and this gives you a level of freedom over yourself and your behavior. Rather than pushing away uncomfortable states, you can recognize that these are signals to learn from. And while initially you may feel uncertain, over time you can come to a new level of understanding about your true rhythm. And this is what happens when you develop self-contact. In this way, you're letting the body lead so that your mind doesn't have to stay trapped in its beliefs, but can become a partner in the life that is you. For now, it's time to sign off. Just know that we're all about making the building blocks of habits that keep you stuck more visible so you can deal with them more successfully. And this works whether you're dealing with your own patterns or if you care about someone else whose habit is creating problems for them and for you, and you want to support them without getting trapped in their issues. Remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.